So basically, while doing my mechanical engineering, I felt kind of suffocated, not being able to take my creative ideas out there to think about them in a structured manner or to just be creative out of the box while doing engineering. And it was not happening as much as I thought it would. And that's why I decided maybe I can switch my career from engineering to design. And that's why started to prepare for masters in design and ended up being in Politecnico di Milano in Italy, which is one of the 10 best design schools in the world right now, and did a degree in Master of Science under Product Service System Design, which is a very complicated name for a master's, and which is a bit, it creates kind of a confusion to understand what did I really study or what you will study or what it all of this master's is about. So the design school, like the 2 years in my life where I spent, which I spent in design school, two to three years actually, really shaped my life differently, gave me a different perspective on things, different view, different vision, and it shaped my life in a better way. And it's going in a nice direction. I'm enjoying it. And the design school experience itself has been very nourishing and cherishing. So that's why I'm going to sit down today and talk about my design school experience, going to go through the courses I did and reflect on it, how it changed my life or how it impacted my life or what I studied and how it could be beneficial for you guys to also think about service design if you're thinking about that as one of the things you would like to see or listen to or just search online. Because a lot of the main big companies, Volkswagen, Bosch, SAP, basically all the companies are now involving service designers in their teams of innovation, because service design is a very dynamic kind of studies which lets you do research and lets you work on different innovation projects following some structure. And in this podcast, I'm going to explain how that helped me. And I'm also, even if you're not going to study design, it will also show you different possibilities of thinking and different possibilities of doing things in life. That's all for now. So let's roll the intro and get into this amazing experience of Masters in Product Service System Design in Politecnico di Milano, Italy, doing design school things, learning design. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast. So it all started in 2016 when I came to Italy, and it all started with the first course called team building, where a psychologist was involved, and she came in the class because we were 100 people in the class and almost 20 people from 27 countries around the world. So it's first time I'm outside India, and similarly many people were first time outside their comfort zone or outside their own countries. So the team building course basically took everyone into a space which was kind of a safe space where the professor was teaching us or showing us different examples. There were different activities involved, and it was all about building teams, leadership qualities, understanding each other, communicating with each other. And it was a really comfortable and nice beginning of this 2 years master's. So that started team building, which led to a culture and history course. As my master's was in Italy, and Italy has a very huge heritage of design, architecture, and in manufacturing in general. So the whole course was revolving around how the history and the culture of design has been brought up in Italy. And it's good to understand the culture and to also get the, what do you call it, context behind the school, because the school has been there since 1863, if I'm not wrong. So a lot of designers and famous architects were studying in Politecnico di Milano. So it also gives you a different kind of feeling. At the same time, when you go to a country which is so much proud about their own culture of design, it's good to also study that culture and history, because then all of us are kind of in the same zone. And it is really a nice beginning to understand the culture of the country first and then start learning. And that led to the next course, which was design methods, one of the most important and my favorite course. because it started, they started teaching us about design thinking and how all the design processes are made, how the design methods work. And design thinking is basically, there are different methods of design which you can apply, from ideating a project to delivering a project, redesigning a project. And this is a kind of a methodology, or a not a mentality, but this is a way of doing things which could be applied in any of the fields. For example, you can take design thinking and do innovation in medical, agriculture, automotive, mobility, digitization, all these buzzwords or all these fields which are running around. Design thinking is kind of thinking you can apply everywhere. So design methods was a course where first time we were introduced to all the fields, all the aspects of design thinking, and they taught us this persona, customer journey mapping, and all those details which I'm not going to go into, but this was a solid foundation of design thinking to begin the design school with, and also one of my most favorite courses I had in these 2 years. And in this class particularly, we did projects about redefining the traditional shops. So for example, in Kolhapur we have Kolhapuri Chappal. So how do you redesign the shop of Kolhapuri Chappal, which reflects the current scenario, the current generation, but still holds the traditional value? So how do you follow the whole design thinking method in order to make it better, which was quite interesting. Then we had Innovation Studio, which is like basically every semester, three of the semester have main studio. Main studio is basically you do bigger projects in team. Most of our courses were in teams and groups. So it was a very interesting dynamic between different people from different backgrounds. Because in this master, people come from various backgrounds, not only design, not only engineering. They come from various, like, they can come from architecture, they can come from fashion design, they can come from psychology or something like that, social sciences and business management. And people come from various backgrounds. So it's very different and amazing to work with different people from different backgrounds, countries and culture in different projects, because it also enhances your dynamic with other people, like chemistry with other people and how to get along with different people. So Innovation Studio was all about innovating a product. So it was a longer course where you follow from ideation, you go through coming up with different product ideas, then you test it, and then you finally start making prototypes, then you make the product, and then you also do a strategy for how to sell it using social media, online marketing, digital marketing. And we created a backpack in this process of 3-4 months, and the backpack had solar panels printed on it, so basically to charge your battery while you commute. And our first primary brief before starting the project was about mobility. So how you move inside a city. And we went into this direction of moving and commuting with backpacks and saving energy. And that's what the product was. Very interesting. First time doing a design project in general. So I had a lot of struggles, but made me learn a lot of things. And also my teammates were super amazing. The guy from the previous podcast, Sebastiano Gobbo, was one of my teammates in this project. And it was really nice to work with these people. Then we had UX design, of course, user experience design. Course ran by one of my favorite professors again, Raffaele. And the design methods were ran by Valentina, who was also my professor for thesis, which we'll talk about. But UX design course, it was the first time I stepped into the world of user experience design and what is human centered and how you do things, how digital products affect, how the choices you make on the digital products or in the experience plays what role in the bigger picture. For example, I had given an example of a food delivery platform in the video where I explain what is service design and all the experience, since you feel hungry till you go to the phone, order food comes to you, you open the packaging, you eat the food, you smell it and everything, you dispose of the baggage or the packaging itself. All these things are part of user experience, and learning it from the beginning till the end, and how you work on it, how you find the pain points, how you find the difficult problems and come up with different solutions, and how you do it in a co-design session with people around you, was a very important learning lesson. Oftentimes we club UX with UI, user experience with user interface. And that's why many of the positions which are out there right now in career form are UI design, UX, UI design. So UX, UI is a part or one specific aspect of this whole UX, because user experience, as I said, starts from the moment you start feeling hungry till you get the food and you eat it. The whole thing is the whole experience. UI is user interface is only the part where you start doing the digital interaction on the phone, where your user interface is the phone and the app. So also we got some insights and learnings about UI as well, but UX in general is a wide field and I really love it. Then we had networks and services, which was more like an academic course where we studied different services, especially in medical, for medical field, how things are working, how the healthcare systems are working in UK and all. But the course's main focus was to read different research papers and study them and come up with different ideas and then create your own paper on one of the topics. So it was more academic kind of a course. Also lets you learn how you can pursue this design field in a form of a PhD afterwards. If you want to do PhD, you have to also publish different papers. So this was like a foundation to how to write design papers and how to write research papers. In that course also we developed a service, like we did the whole field research and everything and ended up making a service for a bicycle workshop which we had in our university. It was like a free of cost bicycle shop where you can't purchase the bikes there, but you can fix your bikes there. It was like a workshop run by the students. So we redesigned some of the aspects of the service and made it more appealing as a project. We did not really go there and made it in real, which we wanted to, but somehow we couldn't manage to get in touch with the right people at the right time. Then we had visualization and prototyping, one of the most experimental courses of our whole syllabus. The one thing I would like to mention about the syllabus is like product service system design, the master's degree, is so dynamic that every year there is a panel who is a kind of advisory board of this course, and they sit together, I guess, two or three times a year. They design the course every year from scratch. So every year, you know, the people who are joining the course will have different courses. Like the fundamentals will be still there, like design thinking will be there, UX will be there, studios will be there, but the structure and kind of content you're gonna generate or kind of courses and professors you're gonna have are gonna change all the times. Like for example, the blockchain, when blockchain came into picture and started to buzz around, they had a studio around blockchain. In our times, our studios were more about environmental benefits in urban life, making urban life high tech and something like that. Then in visualization prototyping, which was an experimental course, we had to design the whole experience of an event, like a live event. There was one company which we were working with. So you had to take the whole experience from a user's perspective, also from the performing team's perspective, and design a complete live event in an experience form, and where I got to shoot a video for that project. At the same time, I played live music while the presentation was going onwards. Very dynamic course, and I learned a lot because then here again, the same example, like you do the design thinking, you learn it and you can apply it anywhere. And here we were applying it in a live performance kind of arena, like in that setting, which is different, interests me being a musician, but cool course. I really liked it that was first time also I kind of picked up that actually during this first semester and second semester I started to film, and that's how I started to make videos. Like the first backpack project I told you, that was my first video I made in my life. Then for this visualization prototyping exam, I also made a video, and that's how I started making videos and started editing it, which is also kind of interesting thing, and it took a different turn. Then we had design masterclass, which is very important because we had 1 week of course, and when we were studying, again, these courses change every year. So for us, it was the course about policy making and governmental design, which is very interesting to understand how you can apply design and all these new kind of thinkings. It's not really new, but this new way of solving problems in a governmental or policy making setting, which is amazing. I'm still thinking about these projects and I'm still thinking on what I can do in the future. But this 1 week of masterclass with one of the finest designers, Marco Steinberg, I guess his name was, who used to work with different governments, was very interesting. And speaking of policy making and governmental design, I recently visited Bureaucratic Festival. It called Creative Bureaucracy Festival, where there were people from different bureaucracies, governments and agencies all around the world talking about how they solve problems creatively. And there will be a video coming up on the channel about the festival, because I went there as a press. I attended, I guess, 7 to 9 different lectures and panel discussions, and very insightful. The video is coming out soon. After that, we had Environmental PSSD Studio, which is like a second studio, which was environmental as in spatial, like a design in a space. And we basically did a whole 4 months project where we had to deliver wayfinding in a dormitory of a university, like a hostel. We had to do wayfinding. We had to create a spatial design solution, like some sort of interior design, but based on different concepts. So how you use the space for what purpose. We also had to design a physical service where people can come together from different countries, do things, and also a digital counterpart, like how you can make the whole dormitory, how you can give whole dormitory a digital solution where they can communicate with each other, which was a very interesting topic, very dynamic, lot of deliverables, a lot of things to do in limited time. And working under pressure is one of the things you always do in any design school. So it was quite fun. Then we had elective courses. I picked two, like everybody has to pick two elective courses, and I picked digital user innovation. The course was about digital user innovation, like studying how people are doing stuff online, online marketing, online purchasing, CRM, and all those things. And it was done by an industry expert from Deloitte. So it was a good course. And it taught us various things about how you do digital marketing and all those things. Not marketing, but digital, like e-commerce and all those kind of things. Then the second one I picked was Temporary Urban Solution. I've talked extensively about this course on my podcast around 1 year ago, because Temporary Urban Solution was about social innovation, and social innovation is one of the things I really like to do. And I've talked about it. It's like innovation in a public space by the people, or from the government for the people, like it can be bottom up, top down, depending on your problems or depending on the constraints and the particular case. But in Temporary Urban Solutions, we had to study different projects done across the world in a social and public sector, right? How people are changing their cities, how people are changing their neighborhood, how people are changing their way of living, and how governments are also getting involved in these processes. And while doing it, the deliverable was also to deliver a paper which is talking about the project, one of the projects you really liked from your country. And in my case, I started to write a project paper on, I wrote a paper on a project which happened in Mumbai, which was Rang De, if I'm not wrong, where they started painting the slums from Asalfa and also Khar, I guess they started, to make it more appealing and beautiful, and also change the dynamic of people who were staying there. And I have talked about it previously in one of the podcasts. So that was the whole Temporary Urban Solution about, like how you can, if there are some problems in your city, how you can come up with an innovative solution and solve them temporarily, but then causing a better and greater impact. And this is also one of the highlights, and I really like social innovation and doing things for people. And that also led to doing Dapoli Open Mic, Dapoli Creative Meetup and everything, which it all started with Temporary Urban Solution. And I think it will go a long way because I have really amazing plans in my head, would like to execute, and we'll talk about them when I'm in a position to execute them. Then we had Final Synthesis Studio, which was like a final studio, 4-5 months process. And in that studio, we had to make a startup from scratch. And then we had to do all the things a startup has to do, like business model, do pitches, get funding. Of course, not in the real setting, like there was a fake or pseudo funding rounds and everything. And you had to build a startup and deliver it. And the startups which I created called Jar the Wise, which we created as a team called Jar the Wise. And it was all about taking imperfect vegetables from the market, like the small vegetables, ugly vegetables, which are surplus sometimes, and turning them into soups and selling them into jar. And it was like a very hipster marketing behind it. And at the same time, it had a really nice business model, and it was really fun to do this project, and also one of my favorite projects I did. You can see this project on my website. Rather, you can see many of the projects I did in my design school on my website, which is basically thefunindianguy.com. Go there and go into design sector and see the work, and there you'll find some of my projects. After Final Synthesis Studio, we had a professional workshop. I did two of them where we got to work on a real projects in the industry for 1 week each. One we did was with Calzedonia Group. It's like a lingerie brand. And then other one was about Isco, which is like a denim company from Turkey. Basically, they are manufacturers of denim pants for various brands. And both of them had some sort of design brief, and we had to solve it. Very interesting talking with the industry people and doing stuff about real problems and real industry level solution and innovation. Then we had internship. Basically, we had mandatory internship. Also, one of the life-changing parts of my career. One of the life-changing moments in last 2 years, where I got to work with Porsche Consulting, and I did my first internship with Porsche Consulting. Also made videos for them. Again, I've talked about this in various episodes, but that's how it's all started. Then I did thesis. So basically I clubbed my thesis with my internship. I went back to Porsche Consulting again because I really liked working there, and they also, I think, liked my work. So they also invited me back, and I created my master thesis at Porsche Consulting, and it was about merging video making skills and service design skills and coming up with a methodology where you can create different concepts of future, like innovation concept, make them tangible in form of a video. So the whole video making process becomes the design process, and the video becomes just the mere output. And that's what my thesis was about, and I was really happy that I learned design in last 2 years. At the same time, I learned also the video making. It's just evolved in between, during or while I was doing my master's. So both the skill set kind of merged together to come up with a master thesis. And it was satisfactory to finally present that idea or my methodology, but at the same time, finding a balance between things. Because video making is one of the things I really enjoyed doing since last 2 years, and design was a new thing, and clubbing together was a good idea also in terms of career, because now I can do projects in my life which again have both video making and design and all the aspects involved around the topics. So these were my 2 or 3 years in design school at Product Service System Design Studio in Masters in Politecnico di Milano in Italy. And during these 2-3 years, I met so many people, I worked with so many people, I also did a lot of hackathons, I attended a lot of design talks, I really networked a lot and did a lot of things and had a really positive impact on my life. Because design thinking or problem solving or coming up with innovative and newer solutions changed not only the way I think when it comes to work, but also in my life. Like, what is our bigger picture here? How you do research about what you really want to do, or what you really want to do, or how you can find that, and what do you do about it, and how you can merge things. Just the example, video making. Okay, you're doing video making. Okay, you're doing design. Okay, you can club them together and do something valuable. And then social innovation gave me the perspective on life, like how we should be helpful to our people, how you should give back to the society in terms of your skill set, and how you can really create a positive impact around you. And coming from India, we have different kinds of problems, different layers of problems, but we also have different way of solving it. Just taking the concept which have been done in US or Europe and then copy pasting them in India, it's not going to solve the problem. But to think that, you have to really understand the design thinking behind it, or just mere thinking about it, because design thinking in the end is also a kind of thinking. So how you can turn the pre-made things, or how you can take inspiration from Western world but still try to apply those kind of like concepts in your setting, in your context, and how do you find your context? How do you find your setting? Because you have to do research about it. So doing user research, doing field research, all these things I learned during my design school days, and very important and very helpful for me. And I think, like, learning a skill set, for example, mechanical engineering mechanical engineering gave me skills to work in a mechanical field and gave me very few passive skills which I can put in my life. But design school gave me skills which I can use in the professional forum, but at the same time it gave me skills to just live life with a different perspective and a better perspective, and also to connect the dots. And I really feel very good about it. It was one of the best decisions I made in my life. And that's all for today's podcast. I just wanted to reflect about what this whole course is about and what I learned, and give you really a quick definition or quick it was really quick and kind of a roller coaster ride in my service design career, or not even career, in my service design learning days, and what I learned and what this all service design is about. Because when I go and present out there anything, I always tell, like, where people come from, what kind of perspective they have, and how they have been brought up in life in general reflects what they do or how they do things. Because it's very important, it's very personal and individual level, how people think and how people can solve problems or how you can do things in life. So you the context of the people where they come from is very important. And even if you study design, your background, the way you think, gonna have a very solid impact on your design skills, unlike maybe engineering, where you have to solve problems. So most of the times, the problems will be in a way that all the mechanical engineers will solve the problems, or most of them will solve a problem in one form, or in one method, or using one formula, getting one solution, or maybe a couple of solutions. But if you have one problem and 10 designers sit on it, or 10 design thinkers or problems or innovators sit on it, all of them will tend to have different solutions, because it's a very dynamic field. And it's very interesting because it has also a personal touch. So that's all for today, guys. Thank you for staying till the end. Thank you for watching to this podcast. If you're watching, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're listening, I really value and appreciate your time being present on this podcast, listening to me. And that being said, don't forget to have fun in life, because having fun is not an option. And in design school, I really had a lot of fun. And also it kind of makes you feel or think about what really is fun for you. So that's all. So don't forget, having fun is a bottom line, no matter what you do in life. I don't mean to say that engineering is bad. You have to really find your taste in it, your dynamic in it, your purpose in it. I'm just talking from my perspective. And that's all for today. I'll see you, or I'll make you listen to me in the next one. Till that time, again, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option. Ciao, ciao. Take care. And have a good day. Bye.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.